There is an endless sea of podcasts about entrepreneurship. Talking about it, but not living it. We live it every day. This is Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel, talking about real estate investing, but also encompassing general subjects in regards to owning small to medium-sized businesses, and of course, all the struggles that business owners must overcome to be successful. This is Inside the Wolf's Den, and this is Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel.
Welcome back to Inside the Wolf's Den with your hosts, Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel, with another episode of the Power Play.
The Wolf's Power Play.
So today we're actually going to be talking about emotional intelligence, right? So the ability to recognize and manage your emotions is critical for leaders.
Awesome, yeah. So where this is coming from is, at the time of this recording, we're at the end of the year, and you always do it like some reflection, mm-hmm. you know, and I think you analyze the year, analyze the past, and then where you're headed. And so for us, I think obviously everybody for 2020 was a tough year, you know, with COVID and unsure and uncertainty, and it was tough to make decisions and for a business owner and stuff like that. But for us, like 2021, I don't know if it was any easier. I mean, it was real estate obviously has been booming and things are great. I don't want to sound like I'm not saying the good, but I'm also, it was a tough year for us. We had loss, you know, of employees, we lost an employee. We had some failures along the way. We had some, employee turnover.
Yeah.
As well. And so there was just a lot of things that I think were distractions and some tough things to bear through, you know?
And we look back and we're like, well, like, yeah, it was tough. And we said that it was tough, but at the same time, like, we also were like, man, like we were able to get through that and we were able to get through that and plow through that. Okay.
Yeah.
So can emotional intelligence be taught? I know it's for us. I mean, it's years of putting in the work. It's years of reading books, getting your mindset right, listening to podcasts, you know? And so I think it's crucial to be able to move forward, especially if you run an organization.
Yeah. And be working on that and mm-hmm. working on your emotional intelligence.
Yeah.
And we've improved over the years. I don't want to say we're there, but no. We've definitely gotten stronger. And there's times I lose my crap on stuff and emotional intelligence goes out the door. But I mean, there's, for the most part, you know, I've always been one of those people that have, and I probably lack emotion, if anything, and I need to, especially like on wins and highs, you know, I need to show more emotion and like be excited. And I've always been this one that just, if you like a heart monitor, I'm just like, I'm dead. It's just, and no matter what, whether it's highs, lows, I just stay here. And it's good on the lows because I don't have these major fall offs, but I just keep very level-headed. Yeah. And very.
So it's a lot easier for you than it was for me to manage my emotions.
but you will celebrate a high a lot better than I will.
Oh,
and be more emotional and excitement, where I'm probably just a dud, you know.
But, so what are some things that you do to kind of help you get through managing your emotions when things get tough?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, you know, depending on your spiritual beliefs, everybody's different and I understand this. But, you know, for us, you know, when something happens or an unexpected event or situation or a sudden loss, you know, like we had this year, or a lot of people have experienced with COVID, you know, first, you know, I personally pray about it, lift it up you know, to God and just say, hey, you know, you help me, guide me through this, you know. And this is like daily and you want to be like mm-hmm. just conscious of this throughout the day. But if something like that happens, just stay calm, think about it, pray about it, ask for clarity, ask for help, ask, hey, give me the strength to get through this. And that's where I start.
Even time with just like meditating or, you know, just sitting alone with no distractions, I know for me, it sometimes helps me to like calm myself down so I can get my thoughts right.
Yeah.
Right. Because the first, I mean, it's, I think, with anybody, the first thing you want to do is like overreact.
Correct.
And, you know, speak before you think. And then you say it and you're like, oh crap, I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have said it that way, right?
So, yeah, first, stay calm. Don't make any sudden decisions and just give yourself time mm-hmm. to process it. So no matter what it is, you know, I think we had a surprise turnover, and, mm-hmm. you know, this year, and it was like it comes out of left field because you're not expecting it. It feels like your wife came home and asked for a divorce. You're like, what happened? What did I do wrong?
We were okay yesterday.
Yeah. Well, I don't get it. But, yeah. You know, in those situations, you just stay calm. You're like, hey, you know. It's never as bad as you think it is initially. Never is. But it seems like the world's falling apart at that time. And so you got to have time to process it. Mm-hmm. And you got to take that time and you got to take that alone time to process it.
Right,
and,
yeah.
And during that time, I feel you got to analyze it, the situation, assess it. You know, I know you love to journal. And mm-hmm. I wish I need to do this more often because a lot of times you can just write out all your emotions. Mm-hmm. And you look back and you're like, okay, that was a little silly, but at least it went on paper rather than you just vomiting it all over somebody.
Yeah, it really does help. And I do go back throughout the year and kind of read. Actually, I was doing that the other day, and Sean's like, can I read that? I was like, no, I cussed you out probably 5 or 6 times in this. I don't think you want to read this. No, but I'm just joking. But it really does help you, you know, get your thoughts out on paper and really kind of I don't know. It helps you process it.
If putting it all on paper helps a lot, no mm-hmm. matter what you're doing. But yeah, just putting it out there, and then you have time to reflect on it. You can reread it. Are those emotions like real? Are those just spur of the moments? Mm-hmm. And then sleep. You know, after you sleep on it, you can reread it, and like a lot of times, you've calmed down by then, and it's not as big a deal.
And this also helps with kids as well. You know, I know that our son Lucas, he's sometimes doesn't know how to express himself mm-hmm. and express his feelings. And so one thing that we had him do was write it out, right? Mm-hmm. And so it really helps him to communicate with us on how he's really feeling as well. So if you're a parent, practicing that with your children really helps as well.
I know something we love to do too is like just take a walk or exercise.
Oh, gosh, that's crucial for me.
But it, you know, just getting that blood flowing mm-hmm. and getting it just helps you think clear and I think there's a lot of things going on with that, and I'm not a doctor, so I can't explain it, what's going on in your body, but I just think that it helps create endorphins and stuff that just help stimulate.
If you struggle with anxiety, too, you know, that's something that, you know, anytime I'm feeling, you know, overwhelmed and just or have anxiety, I just go out there and run or do something and start moving. It really, really helps.
It helps create more positive thoughts and emotions. So, get out, exercise. I also love to, when I'm needing to think about some driving, and it sounds crazy, but just getting out and driving for a little minute. And that helps you really mm-hmm. clarify your thoughts and think through things. Things will dissipate over time. So I think, you know, just giving yourself that time, working through it, analyzing it. But once you've done all that, I think it's good and healthy to speak to somebody about it and just, you know, whether it's a partner, a trusted friend or colleague or a therapist, but talking to somebody. Once you've kind of worked through some of those initial things and the initial shock is gone away, mm-hmm. you know, speaking to somebody. So yeah. I know this is what you and I pretty much do this all the time. Which is why we never shut down.
Right. Yeah. No, but it's true. It really is. And I think there's a lot to say with reading books and listening to podcasts. I mean, and there's so much free information out there in podcasts that you can listen to that will motivate you and, you know, and kind of get your mindset right. Because a lot of it's in your head, right? Mm-hmm. You're telling yourself all these lies. And so getting your mind right is crucial. And I think, like, once you've mastered, you know, your emotional intelligence, then that's when, you know, self-awareness comes. Mm-hmm. You know, you are able to see it even before it happens, right? And that's when you've truly mastered it.
Yeah. And so, like, if you've gone through a situation and like Joni said, and you've analyzed it, you've talked to somebody, you've gone through a lot of scenarios, you've listened to maybe topics related to this and kind of got, you know, okay, I understand the situation. I understand what happened. I understand what led up to this. Mm-hmm. Now let's build a plan and steps to take next steps. And so I never want you to leave with just getting it under control and not put together a plan mm-hmm. and action and take action against something. So whatever it is, you know, like we said, the different scenarios and different situations, but eventually you got to come to a point where, okay, I understand what's happening. I understand what I need to do. Now, here's how, here, and go ahead and write it down again. Like, here's the steps we're going to take, mm-hmm. and who's going to do it, and by when, and let's take action and go after it. Yeah. So, and then just execute on that plan. So take it. Again, we're big proponents of taking action. And so no matter what was dropped on your plate that day or in your life, you know, hopefully these steps will help you get through it. And then you hopefully you'll take the next steps to solving it and resolving it.
Right. And the last thing I'm going to say is, like, having emotional intelligence, it really helps with also your communication skills too, communicating with your organization, your staff. And then also conflict resolution. You're able to solve problems a lot quicker.
Mm-hmm. So awesome. Thank you for that. So hopefully that was your quick Wolf's Power Play for the week. And I hope we added something to you guys and help you get through whatever you're going through. And so, again, you know, Joey and I, we're always here for you, any of our listeners. We're always an open door and just a phone call or an email away. So if you have any questions, going through anything, you know, maybe we can put you in touch with the right people or help you through something. So please feel free to email us. It's info@thewolfsden.com.
Inside the wolfsden.com.
Or send us a, we're on all social media platforms. We'd love to hear from you. Please share this if it can benefit somebody out there. And otherwise, we'll see you all next week, next year, maybe.
Maybe.
All right.
I hope to see you next year.
Well, right at the end of the year. So, if you need anything, we're always here. And thank you for supporting the show and listening to us.
Take care, everyone.
You've been listening to Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkle. Tons of entrepreneurial podcasts are out there. Talking. But Joni and Sean are living it every single day. Their portfolio now includes many franchises and medium-sized businesses. We talk about the trials and motivators of successfully running a business. Join us again soon for another podcast. But until then, reach out on the website at InsideTheWolf'sDen.com, on Facebook at Inside the Wolf's Den, on Instagram at Inside the Wolf Den. We'll see you again soon. This is Inside the Wolf's Den. We'll see you next time.